And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of March, 2025. Today is the birthday of Robert Cheek, born on this day in 1980. Robert Cheek is an American vegan activist and former bodybuilder. Robert grew up on a farm in Corvallis, Oregon, where he adopted a vegan lifestyle in 1995 at age 15. Today, he is the author of the books Vegan Bodybuilding and Fitness, Plant-Based Muscle, and The Plant-Based Athlete. He is often referred to as the godfather of vegan bodybuilding, growing the industry from its infancy in 2002 to where it is today. As a two-time natural bodybuilding champion, Robert is considered one of Veg News magazine's most influential vegan athletes. He tours around the world sharing his story of transformation from a skinny farm kid to champion vegan bodybuilder. Robert is the founder and president of Vegan Bodybuilding and Fitness and maintains the popular website veganbodybuilding.com. He is a regular contributor to No Meat Athlete, Forks Over Knives, and Vegan Strong, is a multi-sport athlete, entrepreneur, and has followed a plant-based diet for more than 25 years. Robert Cheek, who said, "The best part of being vegan is knowing I am saving lives and being a role model for others to do the same. Seeing a rescued animal get a second chance at life is priceless and heartwarming." It is also the birthday of Natalie Emmanuel, born on this day in 1989. Natalie Emmanuel is a British actress who is most known for her roles in Game of Thrones, Maze Runner, and the Fast and Furious films. She has a hardcore fitness regime, practicing yoga, distance swimming, boxing, and running, and she adopted a plant-based diet in 2013. Emmanuel proves that you don't need animal products to sustain a grueling workout. She claims that her favorite post-workout meals are simply quinoa, greens, veggies, and beans, simple and packed with natural proteins. She had intense migraines growing up and discovered via an elimination test that dairy was the culprit. She decided to try veganism for a week. The results were quick and noticeable. She was sleeping better and waking up without an alarm. Other friends were dousing her in compliments about how bright she looked. "Then I did it for 2 weeks and felt even more energized," she says. "And then I was like, that's it, I'm going for a month." The final test was going home to England and eating some of her mother's non-vegan dishes. Quote, "She made all the delicious things I ate growing up, and I thought, I'm not feeling so good, actually. Then I said, oh, guys, I think I'm vegan." Emmanuel is also a keen advocate for animal welfare. She has stood up against tourism that results in animal cruelty. The actor visited an ethical rescue elephant sanctuary in Thailand where the animals were treated with respect and bull hooks are not used to keep them in line. Aware that her experience was not the norm, Emmanuel took to Instagram to urge travelers to do their research when visiting elephant attractions in the country. She wrote, "This sanctuary is certified as ethical as you observe the elephants from a distance in their grounds where the elephants roam free. You can then feed them from a safe distance too," which was pretty magical. Today, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is the Spring Vegan Market at 191 Highland Avenue in Somerville, Massachusetts. Come for food, treats, art, and apothecary. The Veg Fest Expo in Statesville, North Carolina is today from 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 300 South Center Street. And if you're in Minnesota today from 3 to 5:30 p.m. Central Time, get ready to sample some of the Twin Cities' best vegan chili recipes at the 14th Annual Vegan Chili Cook-Off at Kauffman Memorial Union, University of Minnesota. Taste incredible plant-based chili, vote for your favorite, and help crown this year's champion. And here's a quote from George Eliot from her novel Middlemarch. "The growing good of the world is partly dependent on unhistoric acts. And that things are not so ill with you and me as they might have been is half owing to the number who lived faithfully a hidden life." A quote from Middlemarch by George Eliot. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that even if it goes largely unnoticed, your vegan life does make the world a kinder place.